Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Fact, Fiction, or Bullshit. Or for all my new listeners out there, the FFB podcast for short. Hi, my name is PJ, and every episode we'll delve into the unknown to look at the history, the facts, the theories, and the conspiracies, then ultimately decide fact, fiction, or bullshit. What is it about spooky forests and woods? We see it all the time in pop culture, whether it be Stranger Things, Cabin in the Woods, or the Blair Witch Project. They all have one thing in common though. At one point in the movie or TV show, there is someone in the forest, they're either getting chased or they're too scared to move. I can just see it now. Being chased in the dark, wind blowing a gale and the rain is hammering down. You're hiding behind a tree trying not to be seen, and all of a sudden there's a crack of lightning and it illuminates the forest. Standing right behind you is your worst nightmare. It's enough to send chills down your spine. When me and RB are driving back home to London, we always go through the same forest. And I've asked her this question many a time. What would you do if when driving through this forest you look to your left and you see a clown in there holding a red balloon waving to you? She replied, I would drive a lot faster. Is the scary bit the clown or the forest though? During the day, the clown for sure. But at night, it's definitely the forest because you're in a place that you don't know. That in the dark, it just means that you can't see anything. Every noise is amplified and your mind goes into overdrive. The thing is, there are lots of haunted forests all around the world. You have Derwent Woods here in the UK. You have Okigahara Forest in Japan and Hoyobachi Forest in Transylvania, Romania. The list goes on and on. And this now leads me onto the forest that we're going to be looking into today. And that is the Boar Forest in the Czech Republic. Now I have to say this straight off the bat. Finding information out about the supposed things that have happened within this forest has been hard. To say it's a bit of a rarity is an understatement. There was only one video on YouTube, none on any social media platform whatsoever, and only a handful of websites with anything about it. But, ladies, gents and people, what I did find made all the searching worth it. The Boar Forest is located in the Czech Republic close to the border of Germany. It spans 300 hectares, and ladies, gents and people, I had to look this up too. That equates to 300 rugby pitches, so it's a fair size. For me, this is where the fun begins though. This place has it all. Murder, ghosts, pet cemetery, supernatural beings. And to go with all that also, it has a UFO element to go with it as well. Now you can see why I just had to look into this. First up, the one and only YouTube video I found, and it was of an urban explorer walking around the forest. First thing he takes us to is a massive wooden statue of Jesus Christ on his cross. Nice in the day, but I couldn't imagine seeing that at the night time when the thunder and lightning starts. The next thing for me was all the wooden mushrooms dotted all around the forest. These have been made, people. All their eyes are painted a bright white, and these look scary all the time. He then shows us an abandoned building in this forest. All the doors are locked and all the windows are boarded up, so we don't actually get to see in. However, on one of the outbuildings there's a hole in the top right hand of the door. When he puts his camera there, he shows you something shocking. In this room, which is 8 foot by 8 foot, there's a flight of stairs. These stairs lead down into what looks like a blocked off tunnel. In a forest as haunted as this, you can just imagine that leading you into the catacombs of hell. It's then where he takes you to a special tree. But why is it so special for? It's special because of the memorial place next to it. In 1870, a forest warden was tracking some poachers within the forest. Thing was that they caught him first and then they killed him. But ladies, gents and people, it's the way they done it for me. They tied him by his legs and hung him from this tree. They then forced his head into an ant's nest where he was eaten alive. What a gruesome way to die. That's not the way I'd like to go. Thing is, ladies, gents and people, this is all off that one YouTube video. Not even got to the proper stuff yet. Between the years of 1960 and 1980, two soldiers were patrolling around their storage ammunition shed when they were taken off by their next shift. It was said that when they met to change, one of the soldiers started to change into a monstrous beast. So at this time, three of the soldiers were shot and killed. One was injured but later died in hospital. What actually happened, no one knows, but till this day that rumour mill is still churning. This forest is also littered with swamps. Back in the day, they were a lot bigger than they are now. There are stories from 400 years ago about people dying regularly around the swamps. It was said that the souls of these people were trapped close to the water's edge and that they stayed there to haunt the future victims and lure them to their death. But this swamp story does not stop here. Common folktale from back in the day said the swamps had a vodnik living in them, a sort of sea spirit or water man. So in other words, ladies, gents and people, a mythical creature. He was said to look like a man with green hair, and his bride was often a mermaid or a girl he had drowned. He was known for luring women and children to the water's edge before dragging them under to their deaths. He was also known as a shapeshifter, changing into a child and pretending to drown. When he was being rescued, he then drowned his saviour. A sound most commonly heard by people exploring the forest are that of footsteps. The sounds of the steps have chased many people throughout the forest. The locals have believed that he is the Lord of the Forest. He is described as a tall figure with a broad black hat and a flowing black cape. He has been witnessed floating above the ground and moving at an unnatural speed. Some have claimed to have heard soft, gentle music preceding the appearance of him, accompanied by a drop in temperature. Here's the thing, ladies, gents and people. The date of the first written report about him. Now if you said to me the 1800s, I'd be like, okay. People back then feared the unknown, and they probably did not think as rationally as we do now. But the first reports about this entity were from 1993. He is most often seen around the Black Pillar, and that's a monument that's in the forest. It's been said that no one knows why this monument is actually there. In addition to his footsteps, people have reported seeing mysterious red eyes looking at them through the forest. The first account of this was from 1998, and some further claims went on to say that these eyes approached them and even chased them through the forest. For me, why have more people not been here? In a YouTube generation that we have, you would have thought more people would have gone there. This then leads me onto another tree within the forest. This tree was deadly and many people perished here at their own hands. A local man decided enough was enough, and he went into the forest and cut this branch down. After doing this, he got into an accident and the hand he'd used to cut the branch down was then paralysed. This alarmed the rest of the townspeople as now they believed the tree to be cursed. They returned to the forest. They cut this whole tree down then burned it. Then you have the various pet cemeteries spotted all around the forest. This place sounds like the stuff of nightmares if you ask me. This for me is when this podcast takes a twist and gets all crazy. It was a story of two women walking through the forest when one just ran through some bushes without reason. The other then went in to look for her, but there was no trace. Then out of nowhere, this woman just reappeared. She told her friend that she'd seen a green mist and was compelled to go to it. Once there, it revealed an unknown landscape to her. It was filled with vibrant, intense colours with a distant golden city in the distance. A man in black approached her and placed his hands on her forehead, sending her back into the forest. What seemed like seconds for her was 45 minutes for her friend. To go with that, one of the locals was cycling home through the forest at around 6 p.m. as he normally would do. And as he rode through on the dusty track, he experienced something strange. It seemed like the world was warping. He got off his bike and it seemed like the track under his feet was still moving. This stopped after a few minutes and he continued his journey home. In his mind, he was out an hour tops. However, when he got home and looked at the clock, it said 3 a.m. I've heard about this sort of thing happening at the Bermuda Triangle, so this may not seem as strange as it seems. And as per usual, it would not be one of my pods if it did not have anything UFO in it. In the year 2000, an unknown object crashed into the forest, and that part of the forest was then closed for the next year by a special unit. Who, or who they belonged to, I don't know. The thing was, this special unit would not even let the Czech army have access to this part of the forest. Some have said it could be an aeroplane or a helicopter. However, the information surrounding this is still classed as top secret. Make of that what you will, people, but it does look like they are hiding something. So, what do I think of this forest then? Well, it sounds creepy as hell. The thing I found amazing was I could find very little details in regard to the spooky goings on within the forest. Not one YouTuber has stayed there, and very little investigation has been done into the forest either. The YouTube thing for me is intriguing. Why are they not staying here? I thought this would have been a prime spot. Now for some FFB treatment on some of the questions that I have. Is this forest really haunted? For me, no proof, no investigation, no photos, not even someone exploring the spooky side of the forest, so I'm going to call bullshit. I'm also going to call bullshit on the time warp thing as well. I think someone's had too much to drink and it took him longer to get home than he would have liked. I also feel the same about the gate to another dimension as well. It just makes sense. As for the various noises happening throughout the forest, I'm putting that down to wildlife. For me, that's normal. As for the various floating apparitions, well, the mind plays tricks on you when you feel a place is scary. As I said at the beginning, a giant cross with Jesus on. You see that of a night time and it would look like a man floating through the air. This is just my own opinion though, ladies, gents and people. However, I'm not afraid of being proven incorrect, as I can only go on the evidence that I am provided. And as I've said already, there is very little out there. What really did happen to them soldiers as well? They were shot and that's a fact, that really did happen. But was it by a monstrous being? That's bullshit. It was reported that there was an altercation between the four soldiers and they decided to fire at one another. Also, the swamps are also fact too, and many people really did lose their lives in them. However, it was not down to some mythical creature. And as for the UFO crashing into the woods, well that's a fact too. And as I always say, just because I use the term UFO, it does not mean little green aliens popping out to say hi. What I did find strange though was this whole area was shut for a year, and the incident still remains top secret till this day. Wow, what a podcast. I just love looking into different incidents of haunted places that not many people know about. Before my research into this place, I never knew it had this much history, that much death, that much paranormal activity. And to go with a UFO crash as well, you can all understand why I had to do it. I just want to say thank you for the continued support, it really does mean a lot. If you could give me a follow on whatever platform you're listening on, that would also be great too. As per always, if you like the podcast, share the podcast. And remember, look after yourselves and each other, and until next time.